Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Huge game in Columbia, Missouri tomorrow. Texas A&M visiting the Missouri Tigers. Frank Cusimano from KSDK. Give us a preview. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. The Aggies will be a favorite. They're one of the best teams in the country, flat out. If Mizzou manages to pull an upset, it would be legendary, I think. Frank, how are you this afternoon?
It really would be. It'd be the best victory in Eli Drinkwitz's career, no doubt about it. And, you know, let me just say this. Texas A&M, they travel well. They've played three road games. They've been over 30 points in all three of those road games. So they're not intimidated by the ambiance. They went to Notre Dame and went to town. But I will say this. You know how in college football, Mark, they had that ridiculous stat where if the quarterback is sacked, that counts against rushing yards. You know, in the NFL, they don't do that.
Yeah, right.
Well, so if you throw that stat out the window, they are a bottom 10 team in the country in yards per carry given up. And let's face it, that should be a Mizzou strength with Ahmad Hardy. And I think they can run the ball. And if they can run the ball, that changes everything. It sets up everything for Matt Zollers. Now the key is, what do they do with protecting Matt Zollers? Because Texas A&M leads the country in sacks. And they have a guy like Cassius Howell who just wants to hurt quarterbacks. So if they can protect them, I think they can run the ball. You know, I think they got a good shot. Or they got a decent shot.
Both teams coming off a bye also, which is interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess that gives Texas A&M a little bit of chance to look at video of Zollers, who they probably have more high school video on as opposed to the half he played against Mizzou. But I played last week against Vanderbilt. I will say this, though, is I think that Kirby Moore can open up the passing game more with Zollers than he could with Perbula.
I agree.
Simply because he's got more arm talent.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm excited.
I'm excited, yeah. Too. Look, and, you know, I've been to enough of these games where I'm ready to leave even in the second quarter when Mizzou starts to get blown out. But I love the way that we've been able to contain some of these offenses. It's going to be a huge crowd tomorrow, both A&M fans and Mizzou fans. I cannot wait. You got a wonderful football weekend ahead of us.
Frank, my biggest concern is how do you slow down Marcel Reed? I mean, arguably he's been a top three quarterback in college football this year. I know that Mizzou has the edge rush. But realistically, do you think that they're going to be able to slow him down enough to keep up offensively?
I do. Look, Mizzou did a pretty good job with the last Heisman Trophy candidate they faced in Diego Pavia. And I know Reed's probably a better athlete. He's bigger, stronger, a little faster. But, you know, that Mizzou defense, I don't – you know, every once in a while they give up a long pass, and that's the one thing that scares you about them. But in terms of getting to the quarterback and the linebackers like Trotter, and then the defensive ends like Wilson and Young, I have a lot of confidence. They got some dudes on this defense.
When will the Blues win a game again?
Well, they actually came back and won last night.
Oh, they did
and
win,
you know,
last
Mark,
night. Okay, sorry, but I missed that. I did miss that. I was watching football.
Well, I understand, and a lot of people were too, I bet. But I will say this, if you want to be positive about it, they have won two of their last three. Now, they just completely laid an egg in Washington. It was embarrassing as hell. They were down 5-0 just like that. But they came back, and the coach sent a message last night He benched a star player, and they came out and played, you know, extremely well.
Frank, you know, I'm kind of intrigued about where the Blues are right now, because, you know, there's rumors floating around that Doug Armstrong is obviously not happy with what they're seeing, and he's been in talks with some teams. I've seen Jordan Kyrou's name being thrown out there a little bit. Do you think that there's a world in which, you know, the Blues are, you know, just to try and change things up, making an early season trade?
I sincerely doubt that. Now, I think that if we're talking closer to the deadline and things aren't working out, that's the name, Kyrou, that would be most likely to go, because he has value and sometimes he rubs coaches the wrong way. But, well, let's just see how this thing plays out. You know, I talked to one Blues official at its worst, and he says, you know what? Why not finish like with the worst record so you can get the first or second pick in the draft? We haven't done that before, but I don't think we're at that point yet.
What's going on Sunday night?
Oh, we're going to have a good one. I'm glad you brought it up. The greatest high school pitcher ever produced out of St. Louis and a first ballot Hall of Famer, Max Scherzer. We go one-on-one, talk about everything from Parkway Central to Mizzou to his just the way that he lives for competition. And then we also sit down, the president of the Cardinals, for a no-holds-barred interview with Chaim Bloom and get his take on what they're going to do this offseason.
Are you heading up to Columbia tomorrow or not?
I think I'm just going to watch it. I got so much going on. It's 3 hours if you just stay at home and watch. So,
well, these games sometimes push to 4 hours. I mean,
you're right.
Sometimes it's a little ridiculous. Hey, have a great weekend. Hopefully Monday afternoon we'll be talking about a Mizzou victory.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Take care.
I think that, honestly, Ethan, I think we could get blown out and we could lose by 3 points, or we might be able to win the game. All ranges are open tomorrow, I think.
Lightning can strike.
It 100%. The spread on this is 6.5. I mean,
right?
This is that, you know, that one possession game, anyone's game. But I completely agree. This could end up being, you know, a really good game, or it could be ugly, because you have a true freshman quarterback that's making his first career start against the top three team in the country.
But sometimes they don't know better. I mean, I hate
to
say that.
There's something to that.
I mean, look at Ryan Williams. I mean, his freshman year, like, oh my goodness. Sometimes.
Look, this kid looked good against Vanderbilt, and I'm going to give him all the chance he needs tomorrow.
And if they go after this quarterback, this guy's not used to it. And I'm telling you, they could rattle
him. And I think that they're, you know, the remainder of the team feels a responsibility sometimes when the quarterback takes a step back, that you have to do your part.
Absolutely.
To an even further level.
Right.
If Mizzou can do that, they have a shot.
M-I-Z.
C-O-U.
Jane, we'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.